Yeah, I am Dr. Rastogi doing dictation of a progress note for comprehensive counseling and incorporation. Date of evaluation for all this patient is October 7th, 2024. And all this patient was seen by a doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. There are 12 medication review dictation. The first patient is Mamie, M-A-M-I-E, Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Her date of birth is 11-29-1943. Telephone number is 313-456-5658. Another number is 313-410-0638, subjective and object data. Mammy is a 80-year-old single female who has been living in a extended care facility. Patient has been in treatment for anxiety and depression and problem with the sleep. She has been doing fairly well on meritazepam, 7.5 milligram at bedtime. Yet for her sleep, she was admitted to William Mowant Hospital, followed by nursing home rehabilitation for 2 weeks. Over there, she was started on Seroquel 50 milligram at bedtime, which she does not like, and when she returned home, she wanted me to discontinue it. During my last evaluation, she was complaining about period of sadness and helplessness, but no suicidal thoughts. She complaining about sadness and depression. Therefore, it was recommended to try some other antidepressant in combination with meritazepam 7.5 milligram. Several options were explained, including Celexa, Zoloft, Wellbutrin, and it was recommended that she should review it before she can prescribe. During this evaluation, she claimed that she has read about Wellbutrin and it make her hyper, and she cannot and she develop homicidal ideation. I further discuss all antidepressant has the same issues of suicidal homicidal behavior. For that, need to be monitored. Mammy said, right now, she does not want to take any medication. She is doing fine on meritazepam 7.5 milligram at bedtime. She also been tried on 15 milligrams of meritazepam, but has not been helping her. I further discuss if she does not want to take any medication, and if she is feeling fine, she can continue meritazepam 7.5 milligram at bedtime. And monitor her behavior and her symptoms. If she continues showing sadness and depression, I have to start some other antidepressant. To be she agreed. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Patient take a long time and repeatedly having the same question, which was answered in a positive way and help her to understand the need for the treatment. It was also recommended that she is living alone. If she can improve her social interaction, things might be different. To which she agreed, and she claims she does not have anyone except her sister Lula, who has been busy with her own physical needs, but she denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Judgment size seems to be limited. Patient has some difficulty in recall, but able to name objects, follow commands. Concentration was fair, memory was limited. Assessment. Depressive disorder, NOS. Continue with the meritazepam 7.5 milligram, 30-day supply was ordered. Patient was further recommended that she can review other medication like Zoloft, can also be helpful. She described that she is going to monitor, she is going to read it. And fluoropyrimidine was given in 2 weeks. Next lesion, Rayos, Florence, R-A-Y-O-S, Florence, F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E. Her date of birth is 8/11/1962. Telephone number is 248-238-7952. Identification data, Florence is a 62-year-old single Caucasian female who has been in treatment for dialysis due to chronic kidney disease. She is living with her both parents. Recently, her father was in hospital, therefore she was providing care to the home and also was cooking. But she believed that she is doing all right. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any societal homicidal thoughts. She described that at a dialysis place, her relationship is not as much. I further discuss that this fear of anxiety and paranoia at dialysis could be part of her interaction with the staff. However, it was further explained that it is safe. Nobody is going to hurt her. Nobody is going to harass her. And see, it is just a part of her anxiety, to which she agreed. I also explained her that the protective services staff has called me to for her competency, and I don't feel that patient is not incompetent, and she can make her decision everyone. But currently, Florence described that she has been feeling better and she does not have as anxiety as it was before, and the problem is resolved. Patient has been recovering from breast cancer and bilateral mastectomy was done. Also having history of hyperparathyroidism and period. Currently, she is on maintenance medication for her cancer of the cancer and has been following with the cancer physician. Patient denies any side effect. She was alert oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was pleasant. The speech was clear. There was no suicidal thoughts, no RTA visual hallucinations or any pulsory feeling. There was no involuntary movement. Her AIMS score was zero. There is no akathisia, tremors, dyskinesia, dystonia. Patient is on Zoloft 100 milligram daily. Olanzapine 10 mg at bedtime, oxcarbazepine 300 mg at bedtime, 30-day supply was ordered, risk benefit, side effect I explained, patient verbal consent was obtained, fluoropyrimidine was given in 30 days, end of dictation. Next question, in Nelon, N-E-Y-L-O-N, Junior Denise, his date of birth is 2/25/1956, telephone number is 313-670-2113. Denise is 68-year-old, married Caucasian male, living with his wife. Her wife, brother also live in the same house. He described that currently he is doing all right, he is feeling better. He does not have any anxiety, depression, any mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts. He claimed that he follows routine every day as it was recommended by her therapist from comprehensive counseling, who has been seeing him on a weekly basis. Patient medication was also reviewed. He is on Cymbalta 30 mg daily for depression and anxiety, Trazodone 50 mg daily for sleep, Bupropion 300 mg extended release tablet for depression combination with duloxetine has been helping him a lot, and Depakote 500 mg twice a day was given as a mood stabilizer. It was further explained that he should get a blood Depakote level checked every 3 months. I also explained risk-benefit of the side effect. Verbal consent was obtained. Patient was appropriate, attentive, cooperative. Assessment, bipolar mood disorders, symptomatically stable, history of hypertension, arthritis. Plan, continue with the same medication. We'll check Depakote level every 3 months as recommended. End of dictation. Next solution is on LIS. Sarah, L-I-S-S-A-R-A-H, her date of birth is 11/15/1977, Telephone number is 586-202-3442. Subject Ajita. Sarah is a 46-year-old widow Caucasian female who has been in treatment for depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and has been seeing same therapist from the comprehensive counseling on a weekly basis. Sarah described that she has been making much improvement, and she like keep talking to the therapist on a weekly basis. It reduce her loneliness, and also she can talk about her inner aspect. She describes sometimes she get anxious and depressed, and nightmare for no reason. And at that time, when she anxiety is not able to control, she may try Xanax 0.5 milligram. Otherwise, she is not using Xanax. She also apply all the positive information into her mind and try to control her behavior so that she should not anxious. She is still getting recurrent memories about her divorce and from her husband, and she is still feeling guilt about the reason for being divorced. She does not know, and she is totally involved in taking care of her 9-year-old daughter and focus more on the work and does not involve in any other relationship. She is alert-oriented, tall, Caucasian female. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination and delusion. Her judgment size seems to be okay. Assessment, major depressive disorder, recurrent memory of her divorce. Plan, continue Remeron 15 mg daily. Xanax, 0.5 milligram PRN, as PN, 5 tablet was ordered. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next relation in Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, Thompson Murray, M-U-R-I. Date of birth is 9/3/1973. Telephone number is 313-766-8192. Subjective agenda. Murray is a 51-year-old female who has been living with her daughter. Patient has been working as a supervisor in a nursing home. Patient has been in treatment for depression, anxiety, and having difficulty to focus, for which she has been taking Focalin XR 10 mg daily. She described the combination of medication has been helping her a lot. The medication helped to focus and improve her productivity at work. Now, depression is gone since she's taking Trintellix 10 mg daily. Today, she described that she has been suffering from bad allergies, running nose and itching nose, and she is taking rest, does not want to go back to home, does not want to go back to the work. Patient was encouraged to discuss with a primary care physician and get appropriate treatment and try to follow the recommendation. Patient agreed. Patient has been cooperative, appropriate. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion. She described that she is making good improvement. Assessment, major depressive disorder, improving. Attention deficit disorder. Plan, continue with the Focalin. XR 10 mg morning and noon. Trintellix 10 mg daily. 30 days medication was ordered. Rest benefit, side effect was explained. Verbal consent was obtained. End of dictation. Next relation is Gay, G-A-Y-E, Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S. Her date of birth is 1/9/1976. Telephone number is 248-310-2768. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Frances is a 48-year-old, married African-American female who has been treatment for bipolar disorder, schizoaffective type. Patient, since discharge from the hospital, has been compliant with the medication. Her case is also, protective services are involved. Patient is consistent with the treatment. During last evaluations, she was having some mood swings, for which Tegretol XR 200 mg was ordered. to which she has been tolerating very well and she feel happy. Also on Cogentin 1 mg given PID for PR and for any tremors or stiffness. Benadryl 25 mg at bedtime she is taking for sleep. She was alert oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. There was no involuntary movement. Any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness, tremor or drooling. She described her relationship with her husband has been doing good. She is not paranoid or not hearing any voices. Assess schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, decrease hallucination, decrease paranoia, symptomatically improve, no behavior problem, plan, check the Tegretta level. I discuss that she should call the office and get an appointment. Problems is added. Next relation is on Leslie Vanclib. Leslie Vanclib, date of birth is 3/20/1958, telephone number is 586-774-9954, subjective and objective. Leslie is a 66-year-old married Caucasian male who has been in treatment for schizoaffective disorder. Patient has been, it described that he has been compliant with the medication. He is still having mild tremors in his hand, but no oral dyskinetic movement. Yet patient has been taking Seroquel 400 mg at bedtime, 100 mg in the morning, 100 at noon, and Depakote 500 mg at bedtime. I further discuss risk and benefit of the medication. Patient was seen by audio, but he was not able to open the video. His wife also tried, but was not succeeded. Patient was invited to see me in my office during next appointment. Patient was alert, oriented, mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion, judgment side is limited. Patient denies any problem or any confrontation with his wife. Assessment. Plan continue with the supportive plan and objective. A 30-day supply was ordered. Next revision is there was no 30-day supply was ordered. Patient denied any oral dyskinetic movement. There was no akathisia, restlessness, or any symptoms of tardive dyskinesia. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next revision is Snipe Leonard, SNIPE LEONARD. His date of birth is 10/4/1962. Telephone number is 313-658-2514. Subjective Ajita. Leonard is a 61-year-old African-American male who has been living with his wife. Reported that his wife died 2 days ago in a hospital. And he is right now alone and was not consistent with the compliance of the medication. He is living with his son. I felt sorry about his loss and encouraged that it is hard to replace it, but he has to take it easy, go to the church program to discuss the grieving process and work on his difficulties, but at the same time he should not stop taking his medication, otherwise he may end up in hospital. Patient has history of schizophrenia, chronic, also on Seroquel 300 mg at bedtime, Trazodone 150 mg at bedtime, Flufenazine 2.5 mg twice a day, Lamotrigine 25 mg BID and melatonin 10 mg daily. I further explain risk and benefit of the medication. Since medication has been effective and working, it was encouraged to continue with the same. Also discuss that he should go to the church program to get over the loss due to death of his wife. Next solution is Markin, M-O-R-K-I-N, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-A. Her date of birth is 8/7/1958. Telephone number is 248-514-1582. Subjective Agita. Patricia is 66-year-old, single Caucasian female who has been treated for major depressive disorder with period of anxiety and sleep. Patient has been maintained duloxetine 20 mg daily and trazodone 100 mg daily. She describes she is taking her medication regularly and has been helping her. She is also getting treatment for rheumatoid arthritis from her primary care physician. She described recently she has been suffering from bad cold and running nose, and it is the Flonase has not been effective, therefore doctor has given a saline spray. Patient was alert, oriented, cooperative, described. She has been, most of the time she has been involved taking care of her 9-year-old granddaughter. Yet also there is another young daughter which is 9-month-old. She claims that she is not able to handle that. The older granddaughter has been very effective for her and also helpful. Patient is alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any perceived feeling. Judgment sight has improved. Also major depressive disorder, chronic, with problem with sleep, rheumatoid arthritis, allergic rhinitis. Continue with the supportive care. 90-day supply was ordered. All appointment was given in 3 months. End of dictation. Next relation is on Anna Inucci, ANNAIANNUCCI. Date of birth is 3/12/1954. Telephone number is 586-843-4154. Subjective of your care, Anna is a 70-year-old. Single Caucasian female living in an extended care facility. She was cooperative, appropriate, complaining of bad allergies, running nose, not able to sleep, but denies any depression, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, not feeling of hopelessness, helplessness, worthlessness. She is still taking pain medication for her chronic back pain. Patient is on lamotrigine 150 mg daily, melatonin 10 mg daily, lamotrigine 50 mg daily, and syrup coil 50 mg at bedtime. I further explain the risk and benefit of the medications. Currently, she states that she is not going for outdoor activities and does not have too many friends. She still stay to herself, but she is getting connected with her daughters by phone. Yet patient was looking more calm, relaxed, cooperative. No irritability and agitation was noted. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness or tremors. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable, chronic back pain. Continue with the supportive care. 30-day supply was ordered. This is the end of dictation. Next question is on David Gardner, D-A-V-I-D, Gardner, G-R-D-N-E-R. His date of birth is 6/8/1978, telephone number 248-408-0296, subject to agita. David described that he has been doing well, denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, denies any suicidal, homicidal ideation. He described that he has been, medication has been working and he's doing good. He was in a gym in his basement and has been spent about 2 hours in gym and has been feeling much better. He described that David has been working for real estate business and claimed that once he's out of the home, he's very busy. But for the last couple of years, he has been sold several houses and has been fixing some of the houses to sell it. Yet, David described only at night time he get more anxious and somewhat paranoia, but flufenazine 5 mg at bedtime has been helping him. He also on benzatropine 1 mg daily. Otherwise, he is taking syrup coil 200 mg once a day, syrup coil 25 in the morning, Tegretol XR 200 mg twice a day. He described that all the medications are helping. His mood is better. Sleep is better. There was no side effect of the medication. I further discussed risk and benefit of the side effect. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness, any drooling or any dyspneic movement. Yet, patient has been appropriate. His AMC score was 0. Assessment bipolar mood disorder. Continue with the supportive plan. We'll check his tegretol level. Patient like to continue with the fluphenazine. And at night time, it help him to decrease, to stop his unnecessary thoughts. Patient is aware about extrapyramidal side effect that includes drooling, tremors, akathisia, restlessness, and dyspneic movement. He does not have any problem at this point. And abdication. Next solution is Robinson Elizabeth, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H. Date of birth is 5/24/1981. Telephone number is 402-415-7872. Subjective agenda. Elizabeth is a 43-year-old, married, Caucasian female who has been treatment for bipolar disorder. Who has been treated for schizoaffective disorder and has been taking Seroquel 200 mg daily, Lamictal 50 mg twice a day. Reported that she is not doing better and she's quite anxious and worried about, for which hydroxyzine 25 mg BID PRN was prescribed by his primary care doctor. She was alert and oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was anxious. Speech was clear. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any personal feeling. Patient is still having oral dyskinetic movement and also some tremors in her hand. I further discussed that this is a part of his tardive dyskinesia and benzotropine is not a good medication. I gave her only because she was insisting for it. Therefore, I will stop it and I will give her amantadine 100 mg twice a day. I further explained that this movement is because she was treated by Haldol and Prolexin in the past and that is a result from that. And this movement may not go away. But I will avoid medications which should decrease the tremors and help her improve her functioning. I also discussed that she has to check with her pharmacy whether valbenazine, V-A-L-B-E-N-A-Z-I-N-E, 40 milligram is available in the pharmacy or not. Otherwise, in the meantime, I will assist her with some other medication like clonazepam, amantadine, Lamictal, and Seroquel. I explained further the risk-benefit of side effect. It was also recommended that high doses of vitamin E is also some effective. Patient agreed and listened and will follow. She was alert and oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was anxious. Speech was clear. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. Denied any auditory visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. Assessment. Schizoaffective disorder. Oral dyskinetic movement. Possible tardive dyskinesia. Plan. Will start on amantadine 100 mg BID. Check with pharmacy whether valbenazine, V-A-L-B-E-N-A-Z-I-N-E, 40 mg can be available through the pharmacy. If it is not, I will also call this insurance company so that she should get the medication as she need treatment at this point. I will continue on. I also encourage that she should take some vitamin E high doses in the form of multivitamin. I further explained risk-benefit side effect. She has been having involuntary tremors in his hand, oral dyskinetic movement, but there was no akathisia, there was no dyskinesia, yet patient consented for the treatment. I also plan once valbenazine, VL-benazine is approved, I will further discuss other part of the treatment like getting an EKG to rule out any QT changes. A follow-up appointment was given in 2 weeks. This is the end of the patient and my doctor's interview.